这是绵阳市高2021级第二次诊断性考试英语听力测试。做题时，请先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。下面是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9.15.
你将有5秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9镑15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Text 1. I'm not feeling well now.
You might as well go to the doctor in our school clinic and get some medicine. Mary will keep company with you.
Thank you. We will be back soon.
Text 2. Would you like to eat out tonight?
I'd love to, but there will be a classic movie on TV, and it's too good to miss.
Text 3. What can I do for you, madam? This way, please. Maybe you like this suit. Have a look. The colour matches your skin well.
Thank you.
How about the dress? Its style is the latest fashion.
Yes, but I'm just doing window shopping. Thank you all the same. Text 4. I heard you'd go to Beijing on business yesterday.
Yes, I planned to set off this afternoon. But the plane has been delayed to tomorrow morning because of the bad weather. Text 5. Good afternoon. I have an appointment to see Dr. Stephen for a physical examination.
Please have a seat and wait for a while. He's making an operation on a patient, and it will be finished in a few minutes.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟，听完后各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
What do you do in your spare time, Linda?
I go swimming 3 times a week, or sometimes go biking 1 time a week.
And on Saturdays?
I often go out with my friends. We go out to clubs or sometimes go to concerts.
How often do you go to concerts?
Maybe 2 times a week. It depends.
What do you like to do on Sundays?
I love taking my dog for a walk.Or just sit in a cafe reading newspapers.
What do you do in your spare time, Linda?
I go swimming 3 times a week, or sometimes go biking 1 time a week.
And on Saturdays?
I often go out with my friends. We go out to clubs or sometimes go to concerts.
How often do you go to concerts?
Maybe 2 times a week. It depends.
What do you like to do on Sundays?
I love taking my dog for a walk, or just sit in a cafe reading newspapers.
Listen to the 7th material. Answer the 8, 9 questions. Now.你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello, Catherine. I want to tell you something.
Just go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking about going to Germany in the winter vacation.
Why are you going to Germany?
I have a pen friend on the internet. He invites me to his family for a stay.
That's great. What advice do you need?
What should I do when I visit someone for the first time in Germany?
If you're meeting formally for the first time, you should arrive on time. Besides, Germans often shake hands with each other and call the person's family name.
Okay. Can I buy some special present?
Not necessary, but taking some flowers when you visit someone's home is always a good idea.
Hello, Catherine. I want to tell you something.
Just go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking about going to Germany in the winter vacation.
Why are you going to Germany?
I have a pen friend on the internet. He invites me to his family for a stay.
That's great. What advice do you need?
What should I do when I visit someone for the first time in Germany?
If you're meeting formally for the first time, you should arrive on time. Besides, Germans often shake hands with each other and call the person's family name.
Okay, can I buy some special present?
Not necessary, but taking some flowers when you visit someone's home is always a good idea.
听第八段材料，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Linda speaking. Hello, Jack. Have you got ready for tomorrow's lesson?
Not really. I'm a bit nervous. I've no idea what will happen in class and how I'll get along with my classmates.
I understand how you're feeling. Just take it easy.
Thank you. I'll try my best to get used to my new school life as soon as possible. By the way, what time does the first class begin?
At 8:45. But before that, you have 10 minutes to hand in homework and then 20 minutes for morning reading.
So I must get to school before 7:30, right?
Yes, you'd better.
How long does each class last? I know the last class ends at 12 o'clock. That's too long a whole morning.
45 minutes each class, with a 10 or 15 minutes break. During the break,After the second class, you can get something to eat at the school grocery. So you needn't worry about your being hungry.
That's good. Bye.
Linda speaking. Hello, Jack. Have you got ready for tomorrow's lesson?
Not really. I'm a bit nervous. I've no idea what will happen in class.And how I'll get along with my classmates.
I understand how you're feeling. Just take it easy.
Thank you. I'll try my best to get used to my new school life as soon as possible. By the way, what time does the first class begin?
At 8:45. But before that, you have 10 minutes to hand in homework and then 20 minutes for morning reading.
So I must get to school before 7:30, right?
Yes, you'd better.
How long does each class last? I know the last class ends at 12 o'clock. That's too long a whole morning.
45 minutes each class, with a 10 or 15 minutes break. During the break, after the second class, you can get something to eat at the school grocery. So you needn't worry about your being hungry.
That's good. Bye.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间。阅读这四个小题。
Yesterday, I enjoyed an interesting talk.
What's it about then?
It's about what to do to live longer, even 100 years old or beyond.
It's a meaningful topic. I can't wait to listen.
Well, the talker is Susan Pinker. Generally around the world, women live 6 to 8 years longer than men. But in one village named Via Grande in Italy, there is no difference.
What are the causes behind? Fresh air, healthy living habits, or positive thinking?
Susan and her team discovered that all of them are important, but the two most important reasons are close relationships and social connections.
Would you please explain in details?
Close relationships mean your close friends, especially family, who live together. They can stand by you when you're not feeling well, or listen to your story when you are unhappy. But that's not enough. Those living longer often talk to people around, for example, your neighbors, the guy making your coffee, the postman, the woman walking by with her dog. Talking to people face-to-face is better than talking online because the touchable contact, such as hug, shaking hands, or even eye contact, can help release pressure and kill pain. In the end, Susan calls on everyone to build their own village. Yesterday, I enjoyed an interesting talk.
What's it about, then?
It's about what to do to live longer, even 100 years old or beyond.
It's a meaningful topic. I can't wait to listen.
Well, the talker is Susan Pinker. Generally around the world, women live 6 to 8 years longer than men. But in one village named Via Grande in Italy, there is no difference.
What are the causes behind? Fresh air, healthy living habits, or positive thinking?
Susan and her team discovered that all of them are important, but the two most important reasons are close relationships and social connections.
Would you please explain in details?
Close relationships mean your close friends, especially family, who live together. They can stand by you when you're not feeling well, or listen to your story when you are unhappy. But that's not enough. Those living longer often talk to people around, for example, your neighbors, the guy making your coffee, the postman, the woman walking by with her dog. Talking to people face-to-face is better than talking online because the touchable contact, such as hug, shaking hands, or even eye contact, can help release pressure and kill pain. In the end, Susan calls on everyone to build their own village.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Urban farming happens in a city or heavily populated town. People there change their green space to grow vegetables, fruits, or keep small animals such as rabbits, chickens, and turkeys. Urban farms help save money on groceries, eat healthily, and limit the food's carbon footprint. So it is welcomed by a growing population. Before farming,You need to do some research into two things, the space to do it and what to farm. For the space, people usually plant things indoors, on the rooftops, or in the personal gardens. Once the space is ready, it requires research to learn what plants in what season to grow best in the farming area. Urban farming provides a lot of benefits. However, it is not easy. The top concern is that land in cities is often expensive. Especially having a garden can lead to rising costs. Besides, urban soils can contain some harmful chemicals, so it requires careful examining or even replacement before farming can be done safely. Getting enough water and sunlight can also be concerns. Still, with the right combinations of new technology, community support, and economic encouragement, it can enjoy a promising future. Urban farming happens in a city or heavily populated town. People there change their green space to grow vegetables, fruits, or keep small animals such as rabbits, chickens, and turkeys. Urban farms help save money on groceries, eat healthily, and limit the food's carbon footprint. So it is welcomed by a growing population. Before farming, you need to do some research into two things: the space to do it and what to farm. For the space, people usually plant things indoors, on the rooftops, or in the personal gardens. Once the space is ready, it requires research to learn what plants in what season to grow best in the farming area. Urban farming provides a lot of benefits. However, it is not easy. The top concern is that land in cities is often expensive. Especially having a garden can lead to rising costs. Besides, urban soils can contain some harmful chemicals, so it requires careful examining or even replacement before farming can be done safely. Getting enough water and sunlight can also be concerns. Still, with the right combinations of new technology, community support, and economic encouragement, it can enjoy a promising future.
第二节到此结束，现在。你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。